107.7 Today FM, I'm Kate, and it is my absolute pleasure to have on the phone with me three students from Stratford District Secondary School. SDSS is hosting an arts night coming up on May 14th, and there's a special theme for this arts night. The theme is underwater. Now, I've got Savan on the phone, and Savan, could you tell me what this theme is all about?
It's oriented around the play called Underwater, written by Lindsay Price, which is a one-act play that follows teenage Morley Mears' experience being a bound-to-be Olympic swimmer. Alongside Morley, the audience will experience all the advantages and disadvantages that being so quote-unquote successful from a young age entails.
Oh, okay. And I understand that you're the lead in the play.
I am.
So tell us a bit about your experience, what you're looking forward to for Arts Night.
One factor that makes this performance different from others is that the main character, Morley, is divided into two points of view.
Okay.
This division is represented through two separate actors, my co-lead Noah Pereira, along with myself. Noah has been cast as Morley inside, who will represent their internal perspective. And I've been cast as Morley outside, who will represent their external perspective.
Okay, that is really neat. So it's kind of all about mental health challenges is the theme of the night.
Yeah, and like the pressure that you can face to try to succeed in the eyes of like your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a lot of pressure for sure, especially for teenagers, people your age.
Exactly.
Yeah, amazing. So that's kind of the theme of the arts night as a whole.
Yeah, so I'd say like the theme was chosen after the play was, and then there's been different pieces of art and then dances and other things that have then been chosen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fabulous. Well, Savan, you do have some of your classmates with you as well. Quinn and Leah are also on the phone. They each have something to bring to the table for Arts Night. So, Quinn, if we could chat with you, you'll be debuting some works of art.
Yeah. So it's not quite visual art, but I am a poet.
Oh.
So I'll be presenting a poem at the Arts Night.
Oh, very nice. And do you want to give us like a little taste of the poem or what it's all about?
Yeah, it does relate to the themes of, you know, feeling underwater and just, you know, like mental health struggles and sort of the cycle of anxiety and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been writing poetry?
I've been really writing poetry since about grade 7, but I've started to really get into it in the last year or so, I think.
Amazing. Well, I am sure that everyone will just be moved by your poem on Arts Night.
Thank you.
Are you the only poet performing a poem, or are there other artists who are...
I am the only poet, as far as I know, and I think I'm sort of representing the youth poets of Stratford through my poem for that night.
Yeah, absolutely. And why do you think the arts are important for students in Stratford?
It's a really great way to connect with others and to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really ties into the theme of mental health. I think art is really important for youth, but really anyone, to get their thoughts and feelings out, whether that's onto a page, whether it's with, you know, a dance, or with acting, anything like that.
Absolutely. And you did mention dancing, of course, is part of Arts Night. Leah is here, and Leah's a member of the dance team who will be having a performance. Leah, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, the dance team and how you'll be expressing the theme through dance.
Yeah, so I'm the junior captain of our dance team, and I'm also involved in our dance class.
Awesome.
So for Arts Night, it's actually our dance class that's going to be bringing some dances with us. So in our class, we've been working on two pieces that correspond with the play. They're going to be within the play.
Oh, okay.
And they go along with the theme of being underwater. The piece that I'm in that I've had a hand choreographing in, it's about kind of being pulled down by all the stresses of day-to-day life and just that feeling of being like underwater and trying to get out.
Mm-hmm. And dance is such a physical way to express those feelings. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. We have a great dance program at SDSS. I think dance is an art that isn't always represented in high schools, but
yeah.
It's at our school, it's just great because students that might not have that opportunity outside of school are able to get into the dance studio, whether it's through the class or the team, and just express themselves through movement.
Mm-hmm, that is awesome. And why do you think the arts are important for students in Stratford?
I just think, like, as a young person, whatever art you choose, it's such a great way to express yourself and, like, get your thoughts and feelings out there. And I think that Stratford is a very artsy town, and getting into the arts young is just a great way to, like, build community among your peers as well.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, this is just going to be a fabulous evening with the play, the dances tied in, and works of art around the school. Is it going to be kind of like a full school thing, or is it all just in one area?
I think it's going to be mostly within the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's definitely going to be a lot to see there.
For sure, yeah. And this is a public event, open to anyone. Is there a cover charge for Arts Night?
It's by donation.
Okay, fabulous. So yeah, just by donation, swing by SDSS May 14th. It's at 5:30, goes until 7:30. Guys, this sounds like just a fabulous evening.
Thank you. Yeah. Very exciting.
And mental health is so topical, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure. Yeah. So I wish you guys the best of luck. Thank you, Siobhan, Quinn, and Leah from SDSS. Arts Night is May 14th. Check it out because it's really important, and it's going to be fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.